My brothers and sisters, with the age where everything is readily available, I think it's so easy for us to always be what I would call and label at looking for and seeking the near occasion to sin. With everything readily available at our fingertip, it's easier for us to fall into sin. Whether with the sins of pride, with the sins of despair, with the sins of self-justification, with the sins of lack of mercy, lack of charity, or whatever those sins might be, it's easier for us to fall into sin because we have been taught to react and react immediately with the information given to us. How many times can we be like Jesus in the gospel reading today, who retreated to pray and to rest in goodness, in love, and in the faithfulness of God? How many times do we willing to step away to really seek God in the messiness of life? How many times are we, even in the midst of everything that pull us apart, when we feel like everybody is in need of our attention, to step back and to seek Him? My brothers and sisters, seeking the Lord, it not just for the religious, it not just for the cloister nuns, it not just for priests, it not just for a few. We have to seek the Lord in each and every day. The first reading from St. Paul to the Colossians remind us that very important. Read it again, my brothers and sisters, that he tells us that just that we have come to know Christ, we must walk with him each and every day. Be grounded in him each and every day. This is not just a vocation for some, it's a vocation for all. We must seek the Lord. We must abide in him. We must remain in him. The Lord hath taught us how to remain faithful and how to have peace. He taught us that even in the midst of his own ministry, he retreated, he found place to rest with his Father, to be renewed in spirit. So we must be too, at Christian, at the people of faith, as his disciples. We must seek the Lord at all times, my brothers and sisters. Peace be with you.